I'm Tracy Ellis with your 7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
So the Senate passed legislation related to the governor's emergency powers, but you voted against it. Why?
The bill does nothing. The bill preserves the status quo. And I'd just like to ask listeners if the status quo has been working for you for the last 720 days. Look, we have Senate Republicans, House Republicans have been pushing for reform to emergency powers throughout the last 2 years, constantly pushing for reform. But reform is actually doing something. What this does, it preserves the status quo. It allows Democrats to determine whether or not we should push forward on limiting the governor. And frankly, they have shown they do not have the willingness to do that. We had an amendment that really honed in on the endless mandates, the proclamations of the governors that we as the legislative body haven't been able to address. Frankly, if we would have passed that amendment, I would have supported the bill, because what it essentially would have done would have allowed a co-equal branch of government to be involved in these proclamations and whether or not we want these proclamations to continue. But the Democrats absolutely voted that down.
You also voted no on the Democrats' transportation package. Explain that vote.
If you need to buy a car, you own a car, you use your car, and you happen to live a long distance from where you live to work, you are penalized. And the billions of dollars of fee increases in this bill, including your cell phones, your natural gas, there's authority in this bill to give local transportation benefit districts the ability to raise taxes. It's everything from your license plates, motorcycle plates, identity cards, your enhanced driver licenses, temporary license fees when you purchase a vehicle, all of these things. And look, people are struggling. I mean, that was our message on the floor. This thing sounds simple, or the fees aren't bad, right? They're just a little bit here, a little bit there. But the reality is we have record inflation. Food prices are going through the roof. You can't hardly rent a house, let alone buy one. And your grocery bill, your electricity bill, everything's gone up. We have record revenue coming into the state of Washington. They could have developed this budget using general fund dollars, and they chose not to do that. There is tremendous revenue in the state of Washington to pay for this without coming back to you for more.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.